attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome on into Hump Day Wednesday, January 3rd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Looking forward to a great show. In our next segment, Dr. Jeff, the vet, Ask the Vet, is going to be in the house. So text me any questions to 231-360-5140. Greatly appreciate that. We're going to talk about New Year's resolutions for our pets. What have you been promising? What have you been saying? How you're going to act? Are you taking them for walks? Are you changing their diet? We're going to talk to Dr. Jeff about all that. We're also going to be talking about Lansing. Interesting, non-sanctioned meeting has been called to order for this Saturday by some losers. People new to the Michigan Republican Party don't understand the state party, don't understand the bylaws, don't understand the corporation, don't understand that information is certain types of information, especially financial information, cannot be shared with the members of the state committee. They don't understand that. They don't understand why. They're new to the system, and they are calling for a meeting on Saturday. We're going to talk about that. Also, 2024 starts off with a bang, and should a special master draw up the next district maps, or should they stay with the constitutional mandated Michigan Independent Redistricting Commission? We're going to talk about that as well. We got so many things. The clerks, local levels, city, townships, and villages want the lawmakers to slow down when it comes to election changes. Can't keep up. Actually, can't even hire enough people to run the elections per the ballot proposal. Promote the Vote 2.0 that passed last year, implementing changes into our state constitution. Well, guess what? The clerks can't perform, having problems to do so. Costs, not even sure who's actually going to be paying for these additional costs to run these elections the way the ballot proposal calls for. Laws getting passed to implement these changes, well, guess what? Not able to do it. Going to be very, very, very interesting. Also, another story caught my eye. polluters pay battle. Interesting, interesting, interesting. So we've got lots to talk about today. Text me your questions for Ask the Vet. Dr. Jeff going to be in the house in the next segment. Had an opportunity to talk to Jeff. He took some time off between Christmas and New Year's. He's back. He's ready. He's loaded for bear. So ask away. Again, 231-360-5140. We'll have some additional information for you, upcoming events. So get your piece of paper and pencil out. Get some more coffee. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Welcome back into the show. Second segment on this hump day Wednesday. Well, he's back. Dr. Jeff Ask the Vet is in the house. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, wanted to ask you a couple of questions about New Year's and New Year's resolutions. You know, everybody sits down with a piece of paper and pencil, and they list out some things that they want to focus on and pay attention to, and they kind of keep the list close at hand. And here we are on January 3rd, and some of those resolutions, well, maybe they're starting to wane already. But do we ever sit down, Jeff, and actually put anything on the New Year's resolutions for our animals, or should we?
Well, I mean, one thing would be to, you know, obviously the standard ones like we have is like to lose weight because obesity is as much of it a problem, or being heavy, you know, in the United States is as big a problem, you know, with our animals as it is with us, too, and can have a lot of the same health problems that we face as well. And also, and it's been shown again and again and again, I think we've even talked about this before, for longevity, is to be on the thinner side of your ideal body weight will actually has been shown to extend lifespan up to 25%. Healthy lifespan, too. Okay? So, yeah, you don't want to just extend lifespan where, you know, like, okay, I'm, you know, I can't get up, can't move, can't do anything. You know, I mean, I want, you know, an extra 25 good years. And it's shown that by, you know, limiting your caloric intake and eating better, that just that alone, that and also keeping your teeth clean was one thing, too. They found that there is a direct correlation between good dental health and longevity, too. So
now, so on that point, yeah. I got a text message already when I announced, asked the vet, Dr. Jeff was coming on. Yeah. And that was one of the questions they had, is why is it always mentioned? Jeff talks about the dental clinic, the dental room there at the Sioux Animal Hospital. Why is that so important, especially for dogs, let's say? Let's focus on dogs and cats.
Sure. Well, it's an infection. I mean, really. And what it is, I equate it to, like a slow leak in a tire. It's a drain. It causes inflammation. And honestly, one of the root causes, I mean, there's several causes for cancers, but one of the main causes is chronic inflammation can lead to irritation, which over time can lead to the formation of tumors. And when that is in the mouth, and they get infected like that, those bacteria are producing toxins, you know, and inflammatory, you know, chemicals that then travel through the body, and it just puts a drain on the dog or the cat, you know, or the person too, for that
sure,
matter.
Sure.
And, even that, and even chronic pain, you know, cause the teeth are sore. I don't know if anybody is ever here has ever had a tooth root abscess or whatever. I mean, it's like one of those things. It's like a nagging little pain. It's always there. You know, or people with like little arthritis, just, you know, it's just, it's always there. It just kind of not enough for you to stop, but it's just kind of there all the time.
Sure. And, now, one of the points, yeah. I got a text message, redness in the gums, mm-hmm. sign of, infection, sign of bacteria.
Yep.
Is it a situation too, then, because it's in the mouth and it's starting the food process, is it then that some of that bacteria maybe is getting actually ingested when the animal tries to eat, or even when humans try to eat? Are they actually ingesting that bacteria then?
Yeah, they probably are some, but that's not the part I'm really worried about, because once you ingest it, it goes into your stomach, and a dog's stomach acid actually is a little bit lower pH than our stomach acid, and you're talking around a pH of, you know, 2 or 3. So pretty much once it hits the gut, and plus you see some of the things the dogs eat, you know, once it hits the gut, usually that takes care of the bacteria. It's the inflammation in the mouth goes in the gums. When it gets like that, it gets right into the bloodstream is what happens. And then once it's in the bloodstream, it can go anywhere it wants to go. And I have seen kidney failure, heart failure, and liver failure directly attributed to bad teeth, especially hearts and poodles and little dogs. I don't know. They're just like, poodles notoriously have bad teeth. And when that bacteria gets in there, then it can infect the lining of the heart. and cause a condition called endocarditis, which then makes the valves in the heart, they're supposed to be nice, you know, kind of paper thin, nice, smooth pieces of tissue that can seal up well.
Right.
And when they get infected, now they get all scarred. They get all gnarly. They can't seal. Now you're getting the leaky valve. And that changes, you know, then of course it's like having a leaky pump, but now that changes pressure. And then that starts the whole cascade of heart failure.
Right. Not only heart failure, but other organs starting to shut down as well.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
That's interesting. Now, one thing I know we have announced that you have a dental room area wing of the hospital now dedicated to that. When I had Megan on last week, she mentioned that, you know, that's one way for you to keep that bacteria, if there are any, in the animal's mouth that keeps them separate from the rest of the hospital, because that bacteria, she said, could even go airborne.
Well, when you get in there and we're cleaning, right now it can sometimes aerosolize some of the bacteria because we use like a scaler. So we don't run, obviously you don't do surgery the same time you're doing a dental because, you know, all this stuff's going up and down. So we do all our clean procedures first. So we do all the dental stuff all the surgeries first. And then once we're done with all the surgeries, then we do our dentals and then we clean everything. So that way you're going clean to a dental procedure is called quote unquote a dirty procedure because you don't have to be sterile. So you do all the sterile stuff and then you do all the dirty stuff. Okay.
Right.
And then
you clean everything.
So,
gotcha.
But what the dental suites really not only want, I mean, that's the ideal way of doing it is having it isolated in an area. Plus also, now we can actually concurrently run dentals and surgery at the same time, and that'll, you know, increase our
serviceability.
Yeah, serviceability and be able to, you know, take on more people.
Got it. Now, one thing, I got a text message here. With the weather getting colder, winter's finally coming, snow starting to come down already here at the studio today. It's making it more difficult, obviously, to take the dogs for a walk. And one of the questions came in, do you recommend open fields where you can take the dogs and allow them to run back and forth? They play a little game, husband and wife. They are about a football field apart, he says, and they have bones, little treats for the dog. And, you know, go see mama, you know, and the dog runs 100 yards to the mom and 100 yards back to the dad. Do you recommend that type of running of the animal between, you know, mom and dad out in an open field in cold weather? That's the question they're asking. They do it in the summertime, but should they continue doing it in the wintertime?
Yeah, you could continue doing it in the wintertime. Obviously, you're going to be limited a little bit if the snow gets deep enough. You might want to move a little bit closer together. But that's actually similar to the way that I used to condition my dogs when I used to do Schutzhund, or I used to do the protection dog training. And what I would do is I would have two Kongs, and I would throw one, and the dog would run and go grab that one and then bring it back. And I had the dog trained, right when she would get to my feet, she would drop that Kong and I'd whip the other one the other direction and you get them going back and, you know,
back
and forth. So, yeah, I mean, as long as dogs use the exercise like that, that's a really good idea. Like I said, I watch getting deep snow and, you know, you might want to move closer together so they don't pull a muscle or something.
Right.
To, you know, run through the snow. But other than that, that's a good idea.
Okay. I got a text message. Greg, if you could text me what kind of animal this is. He says his Mr. Riley, I'm assuming perhaps is a dog. He's over 15 years old. We believe now that he's starting to have dementia. Is there anything that can be done to help him?
Yeah, dogs do start to get an Alzheimer's-like condition. Pathology is not exactly the same as it is in humans, but in dogs we call it cognitive dysfunction. There is a diet that it's called BD or brain diets from Hills. You get it through your vet, is one way you could do it. There's a drug called Sedulene that has been shown to help improve some of these dogs' behaviors too. And also vitamin E, increasing the vitamin E in the diet will also help as well too. I talked to your veterinarian because you'd have to – I've got a few animals that are on some of these things, and you really got to personalize this to that animal. So there's really no blanket you know, recommendation I can make. But, yes, there are options. There are things you can do. Talk to your vet between diet, drugs, and supplements.
Okay, yeah, he came back – Mr. Riley is a small 25-pound terrier mix.
Yep.
So, and that's something that is those drugs you mentioned, that's something that the vet can actually prescribe and provide for folks.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, very good. Another text message. We have occasionally during the summer months, obviously, we let the cat go outside. Now that it's getting colder, do you recommend we continue doing that as well?
Yeah, they can still, as long as they're used to it. I mean, I wouldn't take a cat that's been inside, you know, all summer, and then all of a sudden, here you go, you know, throw them outside. But as long as they're used to being outside, you know, that's fine. As long as they've got it, you know, they can get back inside, or they got some place that they can hole up if it gets cold or whatever.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, that's not a problem, because what they were concerned about is they didn't know if the coat was thick enough like their dog's coat.
Yep.
So
now, you smaller body mass, okay, going to lose heat faster, so probably can't take it as cold or as long as like a big, you know, Great Pyrenees or something like that. But yeah, no, if they want to go outside, sure, let them
do it. Okay, very good. Well, listen, bottom line is we should be thinking about dental care. We should be thinking about getting the teeth checked out. That would be a good thing to put on the list.
Yep. Yep.
How long a time period are we looking at for dental procedures right now?
Scheduling probably about a month-ish out.
Okay, we're still a month out?
Yep.
Okay, very good. And on the exercise, not a problem. Get out there if you can. Trek through the snow a little bit. Still take them for the walks.
Yep, yep. Okay. Get you exercise, too. You can knock off both at the same time.
Well, with it being colder outside, that probably helps burn the calories even more.
Oh, yeah, just the temperature. Like my horses, once temperature starts dropping like this, I have to increase their hay ration by about 25% because they just need those extra calories to just stay warm.
Oh, yeah.
So
excellent, excellent. Let's see, I got one more quick one here. Okay, that's a question. Okay, now I understand. Real quick. Anything that can be done food-wise to help with the teeth? They have chronic inflammation. They deal with it. Is softer food good, or keep them on the kibble type, hard type of food?
Well, actually, we can actually pick this one up. This is also going to be a whole show on itself, so we'll hit this one next week, so tune back in. But the diet doesn't mean that much. And actually, the study that they quoted that is an old study, wasn't done very well at all. But yes, diet can help with it. What you feed can help with it. And then also letting them do some of the chews, like greenies, or we have here, we call them CET chews, that are a little strip of United States sourced rawhide. Got to be careful where you get your rawhide from.
Right.
And it's impregnated with an enzyme that helps break down the plaque and stuff too. So there are things that we can do. But run out of time. That's a good one for next week.
Very good. We'll put some Saran wrap on it and throw it in the refrigerator.
Yep.
All right, brother. Again, the phone number 906-635-5910. Store it in your phone. Jeff, thanks a lot, brother. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Talk to you next week.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.